So I'm going to move back to melanoma and ask you about KIT-mutated disease. I see you had a paper looking at nilotinib, but can you just sort of review the whole issue of KIT-mutated melanoma?
KIT-mutated melanoma probably affects about maybe 2-4% of all melanomas, and most of these are mucosal or acral-lentiginous melanomas. So most of them are not your standard garden variety skin melanomas. There's a small percentage on the head and neck in extremely sun-damaged skin, but for the most part in the United States, it'll be acral or mucosal. And there's many different types of KIT mutations, and there's many different KIT inhibitors, starting from imatinib. And there is a response rate of about 10-20% with KIT inhibitors. And I can't tell for sure if one KIT inhibitor is any better than any other KIT inhibitor. What the problem is with the KIT mutant melanoma right now is that there's a distinction between actual mutations in KIT, amplification, and immunohistochemistry overexpression. And it seems like the KIT inhibitors really only work in the mutated population or in the mutated amplified population, not in that just amplification or not in just overexpression. So that's a relatively small proportion of patients. And then to me, the other issue with the KIT inhibitor treatment currently is that the response rates are what they are, but the duration of response is not as, you're not talking immunotherapy duration of response. You're talking a few months, 4-6 months. So I think with all that being taken into consideration, I think most people start KIT mutant melanomas with PD-1 or immune checkpoint combinations and then move on to other treatment. And I think that's even true for these fusion melanomas. There's a class of melanoma that involves gene fusions, either BRAF fusions, ROS, NTRK, ALK fusions. And we have a clinical trial here at UCSF where we are looking at NTRK, ROS, or MET inhibitors for this, or different type BRAF inhibitors like regorafenib for fusions. The typical V600E BRAF mutation that you see in melanoma, the kinds of inhibitors that work for that, like vemurafenib or dabrafenib, do not work in these fusion melanomas because you have intact BRAF. You don't have that mutation. So you need an inhibitor that can work in that situation. And we're looking to see what the response rate is, and we're screening a large number of patients to try to find these fusion melanomas.
And at what point do you recommend KIT testing in patients with melanoma?
I think for patients who have mucosal melanoma or who have acral-lentiginous melanoma, I think it makes sense to do KIT mutation testing. In patients with normal skin melanoma, I think I would only do that if you had exhausted immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy and BRAF, and you've already tested for BRAF and it's wild type, because it's likely that you'll find BRAF or one of the more common mutations in those patients.
Anything that we haven't talked about today that you want to comment on? Any new research going on? Any clinical issues that you want to comment on?
What I'm excited by is there's this data showing that there's these tertiary lymphoid structures that are present in a lot of cancers. And what's in the tertiary lymphoid structures is follicular helper T cells, B cells, as well as T cells. And one of the interesting directions that I feel is worth exploring is trying to reproduce these tertiary lymphoid structures in your melanoma or in your treating cancer. And we think that if you have specific chemokines, you might be able to reproduce those TLS, tertiary lymphoid structures, and maybe that could turn some proportion of negative immune checkpoint negative melanomas to positive ones.